June 7th, 1900. Jesus delivers to Louisa the keys of justice and a light to reveal it. As I was somehow in suffering, it seemed to me that those sufferings were a sweet chain that drew my good Jesus to come almost continuously. And it seemed to me that those pains called Jesus to pour more bitternesses into me. And so, on coming, now he would sustain me in his arms to give me strength. Now he would pour again. However, every now and then I would say to him, "Lord, now that I feel in me part of your pains, I pray you to content me, as I said to you yesterday, by giving me at least half of what serves for the nourishment of men." And he, "My daughter, in order to content you, I deliver to you the keys of justice and the knowledge of how absolutely necessary it is to punish men. And with this, you will do whatever you please. Aren't you content?" On hearing him say this to me, I was consoled, and I said in my ear, "If it is up to me, I will not chastise anyone at all." But how disillusioned I was when Blessed Jesus gave me a key and placed me in the middle of a light, such that by looking from within that light, I could see all the attributes of God, and also that of justice. Oh, how everything is orderly in God! And if justice punishes, this is order. And if it did not punish, it would not be in order with the other attributes. So I saw myself as a wretched worm in the middle of that light. For if I wanted to prevent the course of justice, I would ruin that order and would go against men themselves. Because I comprehended that justice itself is most pure love toward them. I found myself all confused and embarrassed, and so, to get rid of it, I said to our Lord, "Through this light with which you have surrounded me, I understand things differently, and if you leave it up to me, I would do worse than you do. Therefore, I do not accept this knowledge, and I renounce the keys of justice. What I accept and want is that you let me suffer and spare the people. As for the rest, I don't want to know anything about it." And Jesus, smiling at my words, said to me, "How quickly you want to get rid of it, wanting to know no reason, and wanting to use greater violence on me, you come out with two words, 'Let me suffer and spare them.' And I, 'Lord, it is not that I want to know no reason, but it is because this is not my office, but yours. My office is that of being victim. Therefore, you do your office, and I do mine. Isn't it true, my dear Jesus?" And he, as though showing approval, disappeared from me.